Artorama Podcast.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you very much for your time in doing this Artorama Podcast.
Hi, Tiago. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very glad to share with you my commitment regarding contemporary art.
Okay. And let's begin by focusing on the beginning. So you started collecting emerging artists and mainly European artists your age in 2008, and all focus on the plasticity of a language and the connection between handcraft and visual art, right? Why did you have this inclination and clarity at the beginning?
I was a journalist and then a former journalist and then a publisher. So I'm very focused on the writing, the fact that for me, art is a kind of a language, and it's also a research. So I like when I buy a work that I like the idea of investigating before, and about the artist, of course, and about the work. And that's why I'm using this word plasticity of language, plasticity, because it, for me, it's important to have a plasticity and an aesthetic, of course. And also in the language, somehow it becomes like a poetry, and it reminds me my years of writing in edition for publisher and for newspapers. And also I started to collect because I wrote this book, which is the title is Collector, the VIP of the Art World. It was in 2008, and that's how I dive into this universe. You know, it was very new for me. I was more linked to, I was more used to the modern art because of my family. And a certain of classicism, and also ancient art. And one day I met this woman working in a gallery, and she said, "Oh, you know, you should switch and go to the artist studio and start to collect emerging artists, because I need people like you, and it's going to be fun and exciting, and it's also, of course, a commitment, and also it's about being alive. It's like being with the artist now in my epoch, you know, and not to buy any more dead artist. Or I wanted to have a relationship with the artist. That's how, you know, the first step was the book. The book drove me to the, you know, to the collection, and then I started to collect mainly emerging artists, female artists, and decided to meet the artist before I buy. I know that a collector don't like that somehow. They don't like to meet the artist. For me, it's really precious. And then I wrote a second book, but the first one made me travel all over the world. It was my first time that I went to the fair, art fair, Basel, Miami, New York. And it was like, fantastic. It was very exciting. I was like a candide, you know, and trying to learn about close to European collectors. And I was, trying to understand what is the value of a work of art. Is it only about names? What shall I focus on? And from the beginning, I focus on the idea of plasticity and language, and also craft. So craft, the idea of gesture in the work. So embroidery, ceramics, sculpture. And in parallel, more conceptual art linked to writing language, like, for example, Douglas Gordon, you know, statement, Laurence Wiener that I met in Los Angeles, etc.
Very nice. And besides, you collect female artists that you know. As a matter of fact, you like to encounter the artists, as you mentioned. And before, if I'm not mistaken, you were focused on modern art, something that came from your family. How does the contact with artists change your way of relating with art?
I like to be surprised, and I like to be, you know, the work, meet the artist in a, you know, an exhibition or, and also I was also quite focused on performance. So I produce also a festival during 2 years called Experience. And I've met a lot of artists thanks to this festival. It was in Brussels with the Wheels. And this was a fantastic experience. And from this experience, I create like a community of artists linked to performance, but, you know, performer, but not only performer, but also, you know, I don't know, it happens like it was mainly women. And we had like a certain complicity, the same gaze, the same sensibility about what is the connection with nature, what is our connection with, you know, the elements, and also the idea of aesthetic. For me, a work is, it has to be it has to have a certain beauty, but of course beauty not only decorative, but a beauty and behind a new you know, level of lecture. For example, you know, I like very much Belgium artist as Anne-Veronica Janssen, and I've seen her work at the Wheels many years ago. It's a very famous artist here in Belgium, but also internationally. And she works on light, on the idea of revelation, the invisibility, the visibility in the invisibility. You have to really look at her work to understand. It's about sensation, and it's somehow also about performance. So I bought this piece, which is a store. I mean, like a curtain to, you know, opacify a window. So it's an object supposed to break up the light, no light anymore. But she put some gold all over this curtain. So this object transform in a potential light. I don't know how to explain, but it's a transformation. So I thought it was very powerful, but I needed to investigate to understand. You know, it was not at the first sight. And also I have this idea, I like the idea of the humankind, where do we come from, where are we going, especially with the ecological crisis. So I have this fantastic word of Davide Balula, an artist who lives in New York and is also a performer. And I bought this triptych about burnt wood. And it's also about the trace that we left in our living. And it's also very aesthetic and very black, very dark, but at some point very profound and very poetical. And I think it's very linked also the way we think when he performs with a lot of community, a lot of people, with many age, different ages. And Davide Balula is a very interesting guy. I think he you know, is I like the way he evolutes, the way his work evolutes. And also I like this idea of not understanding at the first sight also. For example, my first work was Tatiana Trouvé. So she had the Duchamp Prize many years ago. I met her in Berlin and I bought this tree, like a sculpture. And on this sculpture, it was raped with leather. So she called that the psychological tree, but it's like a big sculpture, you know, and it's kind of weird. And she, you know, did this installation at the Pompidou Center with cube and rope, and you know, she called that the polder, like you know, specific way of working together. And now she's doing these amazing drawings. So Tatiana Trouvé for me is a, you know, very important artist. So yeah, I think I learned differently in the contemporary art. It's more a non-process going. It's always learning. You know, I met an artist. She told me about the book, and you know, it's like tracing a lot of influence. But at the contrary, in ancient or modern art, it's also linked to history, of course. But it's more like classical, like you can have both. I mean, it's interesting. It's what I'm showing at my places. I have drawings of Calder or Dubuffet close to a very young artist. You know, I like to do passerelle, to do dialogues. And, you know, I realize that it's also a mythology to think that we are only living in this present world. We are the story of precedent, all stories. And especially in France, where we have this fantastic history on the 18th century and before the Renaissance, François Ier, Léonard de Vinci had the privilege to live close to the Louvre. So I always say my big collection is at the Louvre, because I could go by walk, and it's, you know. So I like to go backwards and forwards. And also, I like with the foundation that I have in Brussels, it's also a place where I can commission works. So this is another story.
Yes. So let's go to this story now. You have this foundation that actually has a residency open to writers and visual artists that supports emerging female artists. And the book you wrote about the relation between collector and artist, with the idea of how we collect nowadays with all the schools and geographical places. One of the answers is to commission. And that's how you decided to commission works for the foundation as well. And I would love if you could tell us a little bit about the foundation and this decision to commission works.
So the foundation is was created in 2013 in the Brussels, and the idea was to focus on art and society, so to organize a residency on a theme, different theme every year with an open call. And so we did 1 year on ecology, another year on identities and territories. As Brussels is, as you know, there is 48 communities, different communities, 3 languages spoken. It's also the European, capital. So I wanted to do something different, you know, more political and more on the idea of research and putting together different artists working on different medium. And so we did that for three, four years. And now, you know, it was, I needed to go backwards more than on the female world, female artists. I realized that they were not enough represented in the museum and galleries. There were somehow some of them were kind of frustrated, or so I decided to really help them. So I the last years were about showing female artists, young artists, about and to their studio, how do the work in the studio, as the foundation is in a house of the 1920s, and this house was an ancient artistic sculpture studio. So we have the house and we have the studio of big space, and it's very rare in the center of Brussels, and it's a house. So I like the idea of sharing what we do in a house. So we have a library, we have a kitchen, we have rooms, we have a place to work, to read. And so the next open call will be about visual arts and creative writings. As now I'm also more focused on poetry, because during the confinement, we did this 11 weeks platform dedicated to poetry, and we had that, huge success. Every week, people wanted to read, and so I decided to continue this format. So we have this residency exhibition. Also, we organized events. We have organized like more than 150 events between performance, video, but also seminars. And the public is very diverse. We have students, but also curators, artists. And now we start to beginning the fourth year of public programmations. So it's very intense, but at some point it's very, nourishing. And it's also a tool to do fantastic projects in France or foreign country. For example, before the confinement, I wanted to go to Dakar and to invite this female artist, African artist, on the idea of upcycling. So I still want to do this because I the idea of this foundation is to help artists to be visible and also to transmit and to share my passion of art. So it's not only about me collecting. It's also about how can this collection be shared with other, with other public.
Wonderful. And now to talk a little bit about the concept of invisibility, how it plays in your collection, I guess. In this context of your collection, it has more relation with the concept that you mentioned to me, the revelation that I see as this previously unknown fact that is emerged, that can be emerged, can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's about I'm very linked to energy and vibration and revelation. It's true, I'm very focused on this kind of way of thinking. And I have certain works which deals with this feelings, but it's more like a process, the process of regarding the work every day, and every day you look the work differently. It's very subtle, so it's quite complicated to explain. But for example, I have this. A lot of works, as I said, with of female artists, but also this work of Gregor Hildebrandt, German artist, I guess you know him, is working on this idea of revelation, of yin and yang, revelation with tape. Donc he collect tape, and then he makes these tapes visible with chemical products, and there's figures appearing. It's like you have to understand why the tape, because it's fascinated by all the recording of music during the 70s, 80s. And also, there's another artist very famous in Belgium called Edith De Kint. She had a show at the Wheels. She was selected at the Beaux-Arts a Belgian prize. She was at the Pinault residency in Louvre, in Lens, in the north of France. She's 60. And she's working on the support as a surface. And she's sometimes she's not doing anything on this support, but it's only nature which is fighting with the support and changing the support. And the support is a textile, because I'm crazy also about textile. So you have this textile which was manipulated by the time of the nature, by the time passing with the nature, you know, like changing. And also another textile where she sculpts the textile with specific tools. So it's a work on the idea of revelation, support, surface, and it's very, you know, subtle. And another work is about tapestry. She, I don't know how you say in English, but we have this tapestry, Flemish tapestry. And she plays, and she decided to take off all the tapestry, to make the tapestry with no figures anymore, but you can see only the lines. You know?
You're quite clear. And it's really nice because it's the concept of invisibility plays out with this idea of not having any image to explain to the public, you know, what you're trying to convey, or it would be really difficult, for example, as well to explain the work that you have of Sanan Khatibi, the My Tongue Be Torn Out If By Its Roots Should I Ever Lie to You, which has this line of women, right, with almost spirits, specters, you know, that are around, that you if you can come close, you are discovering, you know, the shapes of them and the details, and it's really beautiful.
Salam Khatibi, so she's an Iranian artist, quite young, before she's nearly 40. She's fascinated by mythology and mythological scene, but reinterpreting this mythology. Whole thing, like in a very violent way, you know, like if you go deep in the details, it's about domination between the human and the animals, and it's about us being eating animals, as we shouldn't eat animals anymore with the ecological crisis. But it's also about how can we live together in nature, you know, it's reinventing a world of being more connected to nature and go back to our instinct, which are, you know, like more, you know, more connected to desire of survive. How can we survive in a difficult world? But you can't see that in the first step, in the first sight. You have to go again. Go deep in the tapestry, go to each details to see what she wants to tell. She's for me, it's tapestry, but it's also somehow decorative work. But there's a second reading, which is much more political, makes the work very interesting.
Beautiful. Really nice. Thank you very much, Natalie.
It was you're welcome.
It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much for making your collection visible to us.
Thank you. Thank you, Thiago. Thank you. Thank you, Artorama.
Artorama Podcast.